If you close your eyes and put your hand on your heart, you know what you know. Don't act like you don't. You know it. This life, this delicate, fleeting thing, will grab you by the balls or by the tits and thrust you into the very loud rhythm of now. And when it does, you will resist and fight, and maybe you will cry, but you will also realize that we spend far too much time on the outside, wondering, plucking up the courage and procrastinating. If you are like me, you will spend years running away. You will make colorful excuses that look like fun but feel like lonely, and all the others who settle will want what you have without realizing that you want what they have. But more than that, more poignantly, we will miss the part of our hearts that know each other, not by name, but by breathing and beating. See, I know you by heart beating and deep breathing. We want each other. Peace in the morning, I said. Didn't mean it. I meant to say peace and love in the morning, only I couldn't muster up the courage to actually say love, as the safety of being slightly aloof gave me enough mystery and protection to survive another heartbreak. We want each other. We want each other to show up. We want someone to be bold enough to buoyantly show up, to be brave enough to. We want someone crazy enough to find your crazy sexy enough, to be drunk on your mess enough for more than 3 years enough. If we are honest, summer feels like it's going to be an exciting disaster. We have all been trudging in despair for so long that now we accept all our happiness with a side of sadness. Some of us are used to fighting and have glamorized it. Not me. We ought to be light. But everyone has forgotten how to take their clothes off. I decided that pessimism is fair. It knows that life will be... and we will cling to hope like desperate drunks. I'm happy to be depressed in New York. Here there is enough fickleness to actually support the notion that a fabulous outfit is in fact enough to make you a brilliant person. What bullshit. This generation is obsessed with 60-second clips of presentations. Hey, TikTok, why are you on TikTok?
Hate TikTok. Why you on it, mate?
Hate it.
Why you on it, mate? Get off it, mate.
This is for the gram. This is for the stories.
He followed me. He's unfollowing me.
Oh my god.
She used my Finster. She's on the Finster. I followed her on my Finster. She unfollowed me. She blocked my friends. I fucking hate the gram.
We don't want to get lost in Sonic and the Stars. We want to take pictures of words somebody else wrote and live through that. Seems that we all like forgetting. Forgetting that you too can write and sing. That you too can dance. That we like forgetting we are gods. Little gods. Because it's easier to be messy and talk about greatness. Because, you know, greatness looks like letting go of habits, of old homes, of fake friends, of play it safe, play it safe. Seems like we like forgetting. So much easier to post, pretend. Post, pretend. The end.